Middle East, a Palestinian woman has died after Israeli soldiers fired tear gas at a protest in the West Bank village of Bilin. Correspondent Linda Gradstein visited with the woman's family and sent us this report.
Subhiya Abu Rahma sits on a bed in her small stone house. She clutches a pink tissue as dozens of women come to console her. She seems to find it hard to believe that her daughter, 35-year-old Jawahar, is dead. Subhiya says she and Jawahar were looking forward to a relative's engagement party Friday night. They noticed the weekly demonstrations against the separation barrier and started walking towards it. Soon, Subhiya says, the soldiers began firing tear gas.
Jawahar combined a pain in her chest after the soldiers hit a gas bomb, and she said to her mother that I have a pain in my chest, I can't breathe, and she started to vomiting.
Jawahar lost consciousness in the ambulance. She died the next morning. Dr. Mohammed Aida treated her. He said she died of respiratory failure and then cardiac arrest caused by tear gas inhalation. The doctor said he did not know if Jawahar had a pre-existing condition. It's the second tragedy to hit the Abu Rahma family in the past 18 months. Jawahar's younger brother, Bassem, was killed in 2009 in a similar demonstration. Walls of this village are now covered with posters of both Bassem and his sister. Family friend Iman Yunus Titi is here to pay her condolences.
Jawahar was a babysitter for my twins for more than 6 years.
She went to help another house, Christian people. She was very excellent. She was always with the humanity, with the cooperation.
Titi says that Jawahar never recovered from her brother Bassem's death. Titi remembers what Jawahar told her just a week ago.
I have a dream. I have a dream that I'm walking on Sirat Mustaqim in paradise, and my brother Bassem opens his hand and talks to me. Please come, Jawahar, with me to paradise.
The Israeli army says it's investigating Jawahar's death. The incident has reopened the issue of the barrier that Israel has been building since 2002. The construction began during a wave of suicide attacks by Palestinians who crossed into Israel from the West Bank. But Palestinians call it a land grab because parts of the barrier extend into Palestinian territory. For example, it goes through Bilin. The barrier cuts this village off from about half its farmland. There are weekly demonstrations against the barrier here, and they often turn violent. More than a dozen Israeli soldiers have been wounded in the protests in the area, and activists say 21 Palestinians have been killed. Just over half of the 430-mile barrier has been completed, but work has slowed substantially. 3 years ago, the Israeli Supreme Court ordered the army to reroute the barrier near Bilin to enable the villagers to reach their land. Residents here say they're still waiting. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in the West Bank village of Bilin.